Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick, and let's go to Southern California now, where wildfires continue to burn through hundreds of thousands of acres. Those fires have driven more than 100,000 Californians from their homes, from Santa Barbara all the way down to San Diego County. The Thomas Fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties is now the fifth largest fire in modern California history. We go to Ventura now, a little more than an hour northwest of L.A. with no traffic. Fiorella Calderoni is communications manager at Visit Ventura. Fiorella, thanks for being on The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd. Happy to be here.
I know this is never the kind of attention you wanted for your city and for your county, and I know that a lot of people you know are being affected. Can you bring us up to date on the Thomas Fire in Ventura?
Within the city of Ventura, the flames have subsided. And mostly we're dealing with a little bit of smoke in the air that remains from the Thomas Fire that's burning around us. It's still growing to the north, east, and the west, though the actual city of Ventura is transitioning into recovery. Luckily, most of it was not damaged. A lot of our hillsides were, but in terms of the city, all of our coastline, downtown, the harbor, all of that remains exactly as it did before. So we're trying to transition into recovery down here.
Fiorella, I know you're responsible for promoting Ventura to outsiders, getting visitors in town, but some of the attractions in Ventura were damaged. Can you talk about some of those?
Yeah, unfortunately, again, like most of it remains undamaged, but the Ventura Botanical Gardens, which were definitely a favorite for locals and for visitors, were directly impacted by the fire. There is a cross up there that is really well liked. The original one was put up in 1782, and it's meant to denote the mission in downtown Ventura, which is one of California's 21 missions. Fortunately, the cross is still standing. The firemen did an amazing job of protecting it, but the rest of the park does appear to be burned.
And Fiorella, how are you doing? How's your family, your friends? How's everybody getting through?
Thank you for asking. We're doing okay. I personally, with my husband, got evacuated on Monday night at the very beginning of the fire. It was a scary situation. The sky was glowing orange. There was ash in the air. You know, we made our way to the evacuation center, and we had no idea what was going to happen, but we feel very lucky. For us, our house is fine. Definitely a scary time, but we feel fortunate. And in terms of the Visit Ventura family, we were touched by the fire, of course, like everybody else. And quite a few people that we know or work with have lost their homes. And so we're trying to be extremely sensitive to that and making sure that we're there for people however we can be.
Sorry to hear that some of your friends and coworkers have suffered damage here. Happy to hear, Fiorella, that you and your husband got through without your home being damaged. Thank you so much for joining us. What's next in your town as people rebuild and pull together here?
Well, you know, some businesses opened back up on Saturday in the downtown area. Most businesses were open again by yesterday. We're hosting a town hall for our businesses today. We're coming together, coming up with ideas to make sure that everybody knows that Ventura is all right for the most part. You know, we know the fire is ongoing. We know our neighbors may need our help. So keeping one eye on the news as we try to move forward.
Fiorella Calderoni says you can still visit Ventura. That's her job in Ventura, California. And Fiorella, thanks for joining us, and I'm glad that people can still visit your town.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
Well, that's the scene in Ventura, California, about 70 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Let's now go down to San Diego, where the Lilac Fire is burning, fueled still by those heavy Santa Ana winds. I want to bring in John Choi. John is a paramedic at North County Fire Protection District in San Diego County. He's currently a public information officer for this Lilac Fire. John, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
Under difficult circumstances, I know, John. Where do things now stand in your county in San Diego?
So currently, this fire, the Lilac Fire, we have it holding at 4,100 acres, and it's 75% contained. It originally started on the I-15 southbound, just south of the 76, and we're working on our day four of this fire. It started off as a 2 to 3 acre fire And the growth was explosive because of those winds that you mentioned earlier. We have the Santa Ana winds that came in. We were registering wind speeds about 35 miles per hour. That fire grew from those 2 to 3 acres in about 2 hours to 500 acres. By 6 p.m., we had it at 3,000 acres. And by that evening, in the same operational period, we were up to 4,100 acres.
John, the spread that you're describing from 2 acres to 4,100 in a matter of hours is just mind-blowing. What are the state of homes in your area and the overall damage assessment right now?
Sure. The structures destroyed right now is 151, and structures damaged is 56 at this time. We still have San Diego County fire organizations and CAL FIRE going out and checking the damage of our area through our damage assessment teams. So that number is going to go up.
Look, John, I know your job is to talk about this fire and getting that fire contained, but what are people around town saying about just the likelihood of these fires becoming more common, burning hotter, and fire season burning longer? Because I know more and more over the last couple of weeks, people in California are really thinking about that.
This is a norm for us, unfortunately. We even had a period of really good rain. Unfortunately, all that did was increase our grass crop, and then that all dried up. And so now we have this continuity of fuel to carry the fire. And so we're no strangers to wildfires here. And so what people are doing more is they're living with that reality, and they're really getting that defensible space put around their home. You know, the CAL FIRE recommends us to have that 100 feet of perimeter control around your own home. We should really be your plan B. Your plan A needs to be preparation on your own self to make sure your house are ready when a fire happens, because it's not a matter of if, it's when. And so I think that reality has caused a lot of people to look at their own landscape and say, okay, I need to change some things to make my house more prepared for wildfires. And that's the reality of living in Southern California. We have some of the most gorgeous, consistent weather, but that also equals high fire danger.
Wildfire in Southern California, not a matter of if, a matter of when. John Choi, public information officer and paramedic in the North County Fire Protection District in San Diego. John, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.